Republican Susan Collins says that under sequestration, the 4,500 yard workers would each face 22 furlough days through September. That's a possibility if Congress doesn't reach a spending and budget-cutting agreement by March 1st. Collins and fellow Maine Senator Angus King, an independent, toured the yard on Thursday. Collins says that sequestration would have severe impacts on the yard's production.
It causes submarines not to be returned to the fleet as quickly. It's going to actually increase costs in the long run, and the ripple effect is terrible.
One of those ripple effects, she says, is the likely deferral or cancellation of repairs on the fire-damaged USS Miami, now at the yard. Worker John Joyle of Summersworth says that his potential loss in pay would amount to some $1,200 monthly.
People are worried. They're worried how they're going to pay their bills. We got new people here. They're worried about their futures, if their jobs are going to be, if they're going to be sent home, if they're going to be able to stay.
King, newly elected to the Senate, is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says that the unanimously passed defense appropriations bill would deal with the budget shortfalls if it goes to the full Senate. Collins is a senior member of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood.